Game one of the NLDS between the Dodgers and Nationals coming your way from the nation's capital. Clayton Kershaw on the hill for LA going up against Max Scherzer. First inning, Corey Seager at the dish facing Scherzer.
Here's Corey Seager. You talked about him during the open. Harold sends this one to deep center field. It is gone! First career postseason home run for Seager, and the Dodgers take a 1-0 lead in the top of the first inning.
Now Turner swings and misses at a breaking ball, slider, and he is down on strikes. Now the 3-2 on the way to Bryce Harper. Swung on and missed, strike three. Fastball at 96, up and away. Kershaw on 2-2 into the wind. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball swung on and missed, and Kershaw strikes out the side here in the first.
So the Dodgers with a runner in scoring position with one out, Utley at the plate. A 2-2 from Scherzer, and it's ripped into right center. Here's Tolles around third. He will score, and the Dodgers take a 2-0 lead.
Outstanding season for Turner with a fly ball to left field. Worth is going back. He's in front of the wall. He leaps, and it is gone. A home run. Justin Turner, a two-run shot into the Dodger bullpen. And the Dodgers take a 4-0 lead.
And now base hit, we pick up two runs.
Payoff pitch from Kershaw, base hit into left field. Harper scores, here comes Worth. It's a 4-2 game.
Worth runs pretty well over third.
The 2-2. Swung on and missed, strike three on a breaking ball. He gets Espinoza for the third time tonight.
Well, this is an interesting scenario because you have Murphy on with that injury he's had where you really can't run like he used to.
There goes Murphy. Throw down to second is in time.
Here's a 2-2. Popped up near second base. The wind now wreaking havoc with Seager, who makes the catch about halfway between the mound and second base.
Payoff pitch from Jansen. Call strike three. Down on strikes to end the inning.
Again, the 1-2. Kenley Jansen to Jason Worth. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three, and the Dodgers hang on.
The Dodgers take game one 4-3. Clayton Kershaw gets the win, allowing three runs in five innings. The bullpen does the rest, going four scoreless frames, giving up just one hit, capped by Kenley Jansen recording a five-out save. Justin Turner finishes with two hits and two RBIs. LA looks to take a 2-0 series lead on Saturday. Rich Hill on the mound up against Tanner Roark. Yasmani Grandal made a key defensive play in game one, but the Dodgers catcher deflected praise for his pitchers on the mound after the game.
Yaz, tell me how you were able to will Clayton Kershaw through this game when he didn't have his best stuff. I know you guys had a lot of meetings on the mound. What was going on?
Just making sure we were on the same page. Other than that, just keep on working, keep on the momentum, keep on the tempo. We got a couple of situations there where we didn't want to get to, but you know, it goes to show what type of pitcher he is. Keeps on attacking the guys and get big outs when he needs to. So, you know, you look at that, and he had a good outing.
You caught plenty of Kenley Jansen outings this year. Was this one of the best you've seen from him?
Yeah. I mean, definitely. I mean, seemed like he was locked in. He wanted to get that five outs. You know, he wanted to come out. He wanted to be the guy. And that's what we need from you know, our top guy in the pen. You know, that's what we need for the captain in the pen to come out and get things done.
Corey Seager became the youngest Dodgers player in postseason history to hit a home run.
It was just a fastball up over the plate. Put a good swing on it and got some good results.
Pleased to be able to jump out on him. You know that the guy's going to throw a lot of strikes, and obviously you have to capitalize on any mistake he makes.
Yeah, exactly. We were looking for any runs we could get off him. That's an elite pitcher. He came ready to play. He threw well. We just scratched as many as we could.
I talked to Justin about it and Yasmani a bit, but just setting the tone in game one, the importance of that, particularly on the road.
Yeah, that's really nice to get the first one. Kind of take a little deep breath, come back tomorrow and be ready to go.
It didn't seem like Kersh had his best stuff. He battled out there, so gave you a solid five. What did you see from him playing behind me?
Exactly. He grinded through and gave him as much as he could. That's all we can ask for him. He didn't have his best stuff, but he'll be all right, I think.
Clayton Kershaw wasn't perfect, allowing three runs in five innings, but he was happy his team was able to pull out the win in game one on the road.
I actually felt like I had decent stuff tonight. Just, Yeah, I mean, it was a grind. You know, a lot of guys on base all the time, and definitely wasn't easy. You know, definitely as close as you can bend without breaking, I guess. But, you know, we're a good team. You know, I only went five, and our bullpen only gave up at one hit, I think, and preserved the lead. So it was a great start to the series, and you know, come back tomorrow, hopefully, and do it again.
What do you think when you see Corey's ball go over the fence? Obviously, early run support for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to get going like that. You know, I think you know, Max obviously is one of the best for a reason. You know, if he gets settled in, you know, it might be a tough night. So for Corey to take that swing, and you know, really the guys at the top of the order were just you know, him and JT were really swinging the bats. Tolzy did a great job. It was definitely a team effort, but it was fun to watch.
Sorry, a couple of three strikeouts on Espinoza tonight in the game. Just your thought about how you're able to effectively get him out with runners on.
Yeah, I mean, they were big outs, I think, every time. So it was, you know, I threw two of my better curveballs to him of the night, I think. And, you know, really, there was just, I had to get an out. So I was thankful to get him.
Is it a night like tonight as rewarding for you, getting through it as it is when it's not so tough?
I mean, it feels good to win, and it feels good to win in this situation. You know, I think, you know, if I had pitched seven shutout innings and we lost, you know, it's a different feeling. So, you know, at this time of year, you kind of just throw the stats out the window and you just win the game. And that's what's so fun about the postseason is, you know, I didn't pitch great tonight, but, you know, our team won, and that's awesome.
Dodgers manager Dave Roberts on jumping out in front in the best of five series.
Dave, obviously you guys have kind of used this formula, you know, in the regular season, kind of relying heavily on the bullpen, you know, power on offense. How encouraging was it to see that, you know, work in a playoff game?
It was great, and that's sort of been, you know, our formula all year long, and, you know, getting big outs. And, you know, tonight obviously wasn't the start that we had envisioned for Clayton, but for Joe to come in, and Grant, Petey, and obviously Kenley, you know, numerous times has had, you know, one plus innings, so that five out save right there was big. And I think the thing that, you know, I feel really good about is it's what we've done all year long. And so those guys have been in some tough situations and have answered the bell every time.
Dave, you brought Blanton in to face Severino there in the sixth. I think it was Harper who you had Dayton in for, then you Baez. And was it just the portion of the lineup, that matchup that you liked in each case?
I think that for me at that point in time, you know, Scherzer kind of caught his breath and got into a rhythm there. And for me to get Joe to get Severino, and at that point in time, you know, put it in Dusty's hands to decide if they want to hit for the pitcher. And I thought, for me, if we can get Scherzer out of the game, it's a win for us. And I wanted Blanton to get through Turner. And at that point in time, you know, you got Harper and Worth and Murphy, and I felt good with Grant there.
Dave, just more generally on that topic, obviously, you know, Kershaw only going five, you have to do a lot more mixing and matching in those middle innings, and ultimately bringing Jansen in for five outs. How difficult is that? Does that bridge become? And just what went through your thought process as you're going through it?
You know what? Those situations, we've done it all year long, and I think that obviously not the days that Kershaw started, but the roles of guys bridging the gap to get to Kenley for a possible, you know, three out or four or five out save. We've done that all year long, so it just happens that it was a playoff game. But for our guys and the group in the pen, you know, those guys have done that all year.
Justin Turner and Kenley Jansen both played huge roles in L.A., taking game one on the road.
How does it feel to get hit in the wrist, I think it was, by a pitch from Scherzer, and then how do you hit like that all night after that?
Well, it doesn't feel good. It got me in the hand. But, you know, in these games, there's no way. I don't think any of us are coming out of them. So tape it up and put a pad on my batting glove and get back out there.
Finley, in the last at bat against Worth, at what point are you starting to think slider? I know you don't want to get beat by your second best pitch, but when during that at bat do you start thinking now? Is it next?
Well, I feel like it was a perfect timing. I mean, I just tried to keep, you know, make him on that swing, kind of swing happy. And that's how I feel like on that one. I just got to at least slow him down. I didn't think about a punch out right there. I just think about even to just show it. So, you know, so I can, you know, make my next pitch more effective to him if I execute the next pitch.
Kenley, you guys have been winning like this all year, but as a, you know, as a bullpen, how much pride do you guys take in being able to pick up your starters the way you have all season long?
I mean, you know, all these guys we have, man, it's a great group of guys we have this year, and you know, we all together, and you know, it's one group, and that's why we feel like this whole year, you know, when starters go five, we never complain about it. We just go out there and do the job. We know it's gonna come down to us to, you know, keep this team carried to go farther and farther, and I feel like that's why we did again with Kirsch, especially picking up Kirsch and the offensive guys that just do the job. So, you know, that's great by us.
JT, besides, I mean, just trying to hit homers as often as possible, did you guys have a specific approach for how to get to Scherzer?
Well, we had our offensive meeting to talk about him today, and that actually didn't come up. And we were out on the line stretching about 5 minutes before the game, and I asked Chase, I go, hey, you know, what are you thinking for tonight? Are we going to be aggressive? And he's been our tone setter all year. And, you know, he was like, well, I'm not going to swing at the first pitch, if that's what you're asking. And he goes, but if I get to 1-0, yeah, I'm going to be aggressive. And then, you know, Corey goes up there, jumps all over the first pitch and hits a homer. And, you know, I think that kind of set the tone for us. And, you know, I went up my next at bat, got a first pitch fastball, was aggressive to it. And, you know, I think the first time through the lineup as a team, we were pretty aggressive. And that kind of affected the way Max pitched to us. The second time through, he went to all of his secondary stuff way more than I think we even saw him do on tape. So, but that's what happens in the postseason. You gotta make adjustments on the fly and kind of see what other teams are doing and how they're attacking, and you gotta try to make adjustments with them.
Our own Jack Morris spoke about Clayton Kershaw's performance in game one.
Well, the good is he won the game. And I think at this point in his career, he would take every postseason win he can get. And he's got to thank his bullpen for helping him out with that. When you leave a game with a one-run lead after five, you've got a long way to go. And the bullpen did their job. But Kershaw was able to, you know, pitch under some stressful innings, I thought. And he threw a lot of pitches in this game. Typically, he wouldn't throw that many. Around the strike zone, not enough for me. He was out of the zone more than not, but he got a lot of swings and misses or swings and contact where he made outs out of the zone. So that's just the way he was pitching tonight.
Jack Morris on how the LA offense did just enough to get the victory. The
Dodgers did a better job of that in game one. They put two balls in the seats, producing three of the four runs that they scored, and they did it with Corey Seager getting that first pitch he saw off of Scherzer and hitting the ball in the seat, and then Justin Turner got the big two-run homer. At that point, that gave Kershaw a little bit of cushion, and the Nats really couldn't catch up from that point.
The Dodgers' bullpen was brilliant, as Jack Morris spoke about their dominant effort.
Yeah, and he did a heck of a job. He had to shut him down. You know, his manager brought him in to bridge the gap and not only get through the eighth, but then shut down in the ninth with a one-run lead to hold, and he did a great job of doing that. You know, I think today Jansen was really spot on. He was able to locate that cutter and fastball right where he wanted to, a lot of them up in the zone. Yeah, I think usually Kershaw is going to go deeper into the game. They needed him to do that, but tonight he needed the help from his bullpen. When you're leaving the game with a one-run lead and you're only in the fifth inning, you've got four innings to eat up, and those guys did a great job. Kenley Jansen at the end was awesome because he pitched five outs. He needed to do everything they could ask of him, and his control really got him through it.